Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of invisible, but they come and they affect everybody who works. You cannot escape with all of your money in your bank account that you have worked hard for without the IRS saying you have to pay me some of what you just got. I don't care where you got it from, but wherever you got it from, you have to give me a percentage, and you need to tell me where you got it from so we can go get part of what you paid them or what they paid you. We need to go get it from them also. No taxation without representation. No taxation without representation. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, baby. The reason that people don't want people that they know. They don't want people who they know to do their taxes. Why wouldn't you want somebody that you know to do your taxes? Somebody who understands the financial challenges that you may have. Somebody that would be able to maximize the amount of money that you would get back. Why wouldn't you want somebody that you know to do this? Well, there are a variety of reasons. Sometimes some of those are professional reasons. And a lot of times with us, with our people, they're personal reasons. Personal reasons. Like, listen, everything ain't everybody's business. Y'all know that. That is as true of a statement as there can be. Everything ain't everybody's business. As our elders, as our ancestors would tell us, everything ain't for everybody. And how much money you make ain't for everybody to know. And that's what you have to do. That's what you have to submit if you allow somebody to do your tax returns in order for you to get a tax refund or at least for you to not owe the IRS money. You have to turn in all of your financial information, public and private, to someone who is doing your taxes. So all of your little, you know, places where you get money from over here, under the table over here, all of the little things that you pay that you don't mind people knowing about and that you do mind, you need to submit all of that in order for somebody to be able to either get you the best or highest refund that you can, that can be allowed for you to receive, or for you to not have to pay the IRS a whole lot of money. But you, there's a certain amount of transparency that goes along with giving up your tax information. It's a real thing. And just to be real with you, niggas don't like for people to know how much money they make. They don't like it. And by niggas, I mean the whole world, because white people don't like it either. Hispanics don't like it either. You know who doesn't seem to mind? People who don't make a lot of money. Now, they say taxes, the people who are taxed are the poor. But it depends on how poor you are. It depends on how poor you are. Yes, if you make under six figures a year annually, you know, six figures, you know, $100,000. If you make under $100,000 a year, well, the people who make on the upper half of the under $100,000, they are the ones who really get hit hard. They get hit hard because a lot of times they wind up having to pay money back to the IRS. The lower you get, the higher the refund seems to be that you get. So at $99,000, the chances that you will get a tax refund is low unless you have a lot of dependents, maybe some write-offs. When you get to $50,000, you're still in that zone. You might have to pay some back. You might get a refund. Depend on your dependents, your write-offs, you know, things, your expenses, your marriage status, things like that. When you get down to about $30,000 and less, under $40,000, those are the people who be getting those tax refunds. Those are the people who be getting those $10,000 tax refunds. It ain't you. It ain't you $50,000 a year person. You $65,000, you $75,000, you $80,000. Uh-uh, y'all pay. Y'all pay a lot of money in taxes. But it's those $20,000, the people who hover around the poverty line, $20,000. Like, how can you make $25,000 a year yet get $10,000 back? You didn't pay no $10,000 in taxes. You didn't. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. But because of the earned income tax credit and all of that kind of stuff, and you might have three or four babies, you ain't working but part-time, all of that kind. Yo, they get back money. They get back the money. So those income tax times, you know, we be watching those. I mean, we be seeing those memes being posted on social media and all of that. You know, I mean, you know, with maybe a fat girl or somebody who's unattractive or old head, you know what I'm saying? You know, and we be talking about, yo, tax time is coming, so you got to lay up, stay up, whatever, all that kind of stuff. It's funny stuff. But it's really not representative of the people who really get the money. You know, it's not the people with the good jobs who are getting back money from their taxes. It ain't them. It ain't them. That $75,000 a year salary person, they're not getting back no tax money. They trying to avoid paying, having to pay taxes. That's how it goes for them. You want to get back big tax money? $35,000 or less. With about 3-4 kids. $10,000. Easy. Easily. You $50,000, you'd be lucky to get back $500. You might wind up having to pay $350. The way it's set up ain't right. It ain't right. You $99,000 making a year person, you're going to have to pay some money. The IRS coming for you. They coming for you, and they going to get you. You can best believe you're not getting a refund. You can all the way forget it, and you might have to write out a check for $1,000. That's how it goes. But that $25,000, $27,000, $30,000 person a year, if you got 2 or 3 kids, which really makes it like, you know, you make that kind of money, you got kids, whatever. It's like, how do you make it? Well, tax time is your friend because you about to come through with no less than $8,000 if you claim all of your kids. You know. I've never claimed my daughter in my life. My baby mom said, no, you ain't getting none of this. You ain't getting none of this child. Yeah, we accept your money every month, but you ain't getting none of this. It is what it is. But yeah, so we're talking about the reason that people don't want people that they know to do their taxes. When somebody does your taxes, they know how much money you make. So, you know, you might have been running around here like you Big Willie, like you really getting money like that, like you making that money. You might have been talking shit about people who don't make this or don't have this, that, and the third. You know how people, you start acting when they get a couple of dollars under they belt. You know what I mean? After they've been on a few shopping sprees, I'm sorry. You know how people who never really had nothing start to act when they get a little something. Get a little something, get a little something, get a little something, then build that base. You know how niggas get. Niggas who ain't never had nothing, they gonna act like they always had something for their whole entire life. So, we might not mind giving our tax information to, you know, H&R Block, Liberty Taxes, or we try to do them ourselves, you know, TurboTax. Many people have taken those accounting classes and things like that. They know how to do their taxes. But when you have tax information that you know, that you can write off and things like that, it gets tough. It gets tough. And a lot of times those H&R Block people, they don't know how to do all that. It gets deep. When you have business taxes, speaking of business taxes, you might not want your friends to know what your business is grossing. You may have them thinking that you're really making money out there, like you're doing well. They might not know you've been in the red. They don't know you've been in the red. Donald Trump fought tooth and nail not to release his tax information while he was president, and he got away with it. First of all, it's not a law for him to release his tax information, which I thought was interesting. But he didn't want the world to know, because all of that stuff he'd been talking about for years, being a billionaire and all of that, and you know, things that his constituents might talk about with their taxes and all of that. All of the presidents before him made their tax information, their tax return public. He said, no, I ain't doing that. From his standpoint, all those other presidents wasn't rich like me. Actually, they were. Presidents aren't usually struggling and poor. That's whether you get elected or not. They're normally pretty good and well off financially. Like Barack Obama wasn't a millionaire before he became president, but as soon as he crossed over, you know, like, ping, you know, he sold books and all that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, we know that the Bushes were definitely rich. Mitt Romney didn't become president, but we knew he had money. He had money. He used to say things like only $40,000 or things like that. He's talking about average citizens. He's talking about not being in touch. He's talking about being out of touch with the average citizen. Let me ask y'all something. And y'all don't have to answer. Y'all don't have to answer this question directly. But how many of y'all have $40,000 cash just chilling somewhere at your disposal? And how many of y'all consider $40,000 or so to just be a little bit of money? Because I know that some of y'all, that's y'all salary. And for some of y'all, $40,000 cash is y'all salary, but you never see that salary because it's taxed. We're going to get into that in a minute. You know what? Let's do it. Power Monday all up in your area, man. Listen, man, my team lost. My team lost the Super Bowl. I can't believe it. My boys lost. But, hey, man, only one team can win. And I rock with mine. I always have and I always will. And I feel like we had a great season and we're going to be right back at them, you know, come September. And hopefully we can get a different result in 2024. But EAGLES, Eagles for life, baby. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you should just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Getter Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should on this Power Monday. We are talking about the reason that people don't want people who they know to do their taxes. We will go to H&R. We will go to Hewlett. We will go to somebody, Liberty. Yo, do our taxes ourselves. I ain't trying to let you know how much wealth that I got. You can even know my health status. But don't try to come at us and try to we don't have as much money that we say. It ain't that way. You don't get my business. We ain't no, not today. And that's kind of like what it is a case of. It's a case of letting somebody in your business. Ain't no business. It ain't nobody's business how much money you make. It ain't nobody's business how much money I make. You want to shut down a conversation and have people looking at you sideways, go around asking everybody how much money they make at their job. A lot of people will share it with you, and a lot of people be like, well, you know, I ain't rich and I ain't poor. But it's like, well, why you want to know? Don't worry about how much money I make. Don't worry about what my salary is. It's almost like asking somebody what their bedroom behavior is. Like, do you give your man head all the time? Or do you eat your girl out? Yo, do y'all do anal? I'm like, hold on now. Have you ever introduced anybody into your bedroom? Like, you know, I know that y'all been together, you know, one-on-one for a while, but have you ever done like a threesome? You ever think about it? You ever want to? You want to? don't assume that somebody is about that life. Like, what would make you ask a question like that? That's the same way people feel about the money that they make. Because your salary could be one thing. It doesn't mean that you don't have any other residual income that may or may not need to be reported. Things like, there are certain things that are public, like court-ordered child support. You can't hide that. You can't hide that from the IRS. They know what it is. And that's whether you pay it or you receive it. But other things, like you do hair on the side, or you have an internet blog show, or maybe you have an OnlyFans page, or you are an Instagram model, or you get money. You get money off of Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or, you know, some type of social media platform. That's residual income. And people who make a lot of money from that, believe me, the tax man know. Like, because when you go and sign those little disclosure forms to make money on social media, they ask for your tax information. And you got to give it up. Your name, your address, but most importantly, your social security number. So when you see somebody out there getting 40,000 views, 50,000 views, 100,000, 1 million and all of that, yeah, they getting money. But guess what? They going to pay that IRS too. They might make more money on social media than they make at their regular job. Many people make enough on social media to whereas they don't need a regular job. But they might get a regular job to try to keep from having to pay the IRS so much money. It's a crazy backwards type of thinking, but people actually do it. Because they look at it like, well, you know, this social media thing is not really verifiable income. You gave up your social security number. Yes, it is. It's legit. They got your social security number. Trust me, the IRS is going to do the rest. You ain't got to tell them no more. All the funds that you receive under that number. You know, so you might not want your coworkers to know this. You know how at every job, somebody at every job does taxes. Some people advertise right there, yo, man, you know, y'all do your taxes. Y'all know I do taxes. I've been on jobs where people gave out their cards. Like, you need somebody to do your taxes. I'm your guy. I do it for cheap, whatever. I get you a good refund. I do this. And I never did. I'm like, you don't need to know how much money I make. Straight up and down. I'm like, I probably get somebody else that I know that I can trust. You don't just go around letting everybody know how much money you make. I don't know. For some reason, that makes me uncomfortable. And I know I'm not the only one that makes uncomfortable. Like, how much money you make is one thing. You might not want people to know how little you make. Like, I don't really want nobody to know I only make $28,000 a year. They don't need to know that. And you're right. They don't need to know. But in order to do your tax information, in order for them to get back the best refund for you as possible, they do need to know. Now, the tax return forms are not hard to do. All you got to do is read. If you can read and count, it's going to turn out just fine. But what those forms won't show you how to do is to work it. They won't tell you what you don't have to pay. They only tell you what you have to pay. They won't tell you what you don't need to report or what you need to report in order to help yourself. It doesn't have those things on the forms. And those are the things on the forms that you're going to need. You know, let me shout out my people. He carry right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. And Mia Cunningham, thanks for coming through. Daniel, we coming out like this. No scam, surely sure. The world's most precious and great girl in the world. Glad to see you here, girl. What up, y'all?
Yeah, one thing that makes me, I don't know, I think I feel differently about this situation than most people do. You know how in the world of sports, and entertainment, for some reason, their salary is public information. And you know, sometimes I really wish it wasn't. And you know why I kind of wish it wasn't sometimes? First of all, I think that the money you make should always be a private matter. Like, why does the world need to know how much money you make? So if you only make a small amount of money, then that's your personal business. But if you make millions of dollars, then all of a sudden that becomes public information. I don't know. Some of us would never be able to function out here in society if our earnings were public information. You know, that can be embarrassing. It can. You know, we talk about the people who make, you know, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. And we look at it like, wow, man, that's great to be able to make that much money. That's commendable. That's really something. But it always, when you don't, when those situations don't turn out well, and when you don't manage your money well as people think that you should manage it, you know, making that much money, it can kind of make it look like you're irresponsible, or that you're not smart, or that you just make poor decisions. Because people are going to ask, well, how is your house in foreclosure and you've made $100 million over your career? That's all media-driven stuff. All media-driven. Because you're going to be thinking to yourself, I didn't make no $100 million. I know they say that I made that much money over my career, but I didn't see it. It's all electronic money. I didn't see that kind of money. But they don't know you didn't see that kind of money. All they know is what they read. All they know is what they heard. And all they care about is that you make way more money than you. So then people start making judgments. If you're an athlete, how many times do you hear people say, how many times do you hear sports fans say, yeah, they paid such and such all that money and they ain't nothing but a bum. They paid such and such all that money and they rode the bench the whole season. They gave such and such, I can't believe they just renewed such and such contract, or they just gave such and such a contract, and blah, 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 and he ain't nothing. She ain't nothing. They ain't nothing. Now, the whole world is counting your money for you. You ain't counted it. They counting it. The whole world is making judgments about how much you make and what you should be doing for your money. Meanwhile, if that was happening at your job, at your place of business, you would probably quit that job that next day. You don't want that heat. Like, you mean to tell me that you raised such and such salary from $62,000 a year to $83,000 a year, and they don't do nothing but sit on their ass? And you're like, who the hell told you how much money I make? In private business, where you don't make a shit pile of money, they always tell you not to tell anybody how much you make. That's what they tell you. Some jobs even threaten to, you know, give you backlash if you tell somebody how much you make or how much you got, or how much you were that you got for a bonus and all of that, because it ain't nobody business.
So when you're making under $100,000 or maybe even $100,000 or whatever, it's nobody's business. But when you're making the millions, all of a sudden that's public information. I can just Google how much money you make. But T. Carrie Wright, I can't Google. How much does T. Carrie Wright make? I can't Google that shit. I don't know how much Norris Hill makes. I don't know how much Mia Cunningham makes. Hey, Stacey, what's going on? I don't know how much Stacey makes. I don't know how much Shirley Sherrill makes. I don't know. And I can't Google that. If I want to find that out, I have to do some serious searching. But if I want to know how much Michael Jordan is making or what his net worth is, if I want to know how much Meek Mill makes, public information. Would you be able to deal with that? Having your coworkers know exactly how much money you make? We know if you're in the union, all of y'all make the same kind of money, depending on seniority and things like that. So that's easy. But even people, speaking of seniority, skills and abilities and things like that, you don't all make the same money. So there are ways you can fly under the radar. Like, yeah, I know all of y'all make that, but I make this. I got a little side deal going on over here. Union strong. But you don't have to release that money, that information. That's your private information. So if you choose to let Miss Donna do your taxes, that's your choice. But you're going to have to let Miss Donna see your W-2s. You're going to have to put Miss Donna onto your little side jobs that you get, because she's going to have to be able to work your tax information to make it look like you are worthy of either getting a refund or not having to pay back as much. And you might trust Miss Donna to do it, but not Miss Donna's daughter or her spouse or the next door neighbor to Miss Donna. You don't want nobody knowing how much money you make. But, you know, Jalen Hurts is about to get this contract and people sitting on their hands waiting. Let's see how much he gets. Because I think he should get more than Patrick Mahomes. I think he should make more than Dak Prescott. So Jalen Hurts, like, look, y'all don't know how much money he makes right now, not off the bat. You can look up his rookie contract. But you know that he's about to get paid a lot of money, him and a bunch of other free agent athletes. But their salary is public, and I disagree with that, because people get to talking like what I just said. Yeah, such and such made all this money. He getting paid all of this money, and he ain't doing nothing for it. He ain't worth this, that, and the third. Like, what you talking about? What do you mean? If they pay that athlete that much money, do you know how much their boss has to make? So maybe you don't care about how much Jeffrey Lurie makes or Jerry Jones, how much he makes. Their salary is, well, a lot of their income is public information too. Not all of it, though. They know how to hide their money. But those athletes, they don't know how to hide their money as well. But they got us making judgments on players, but no judgments on bosses. Makes me wonder. The general managers, is their salary public too? What's the Eagles general manager name? Howie, why do I want to say Howie Mandel? Come on, man. Howie something.
Howie Roseman.
Let's see. What's Howie Roseman net worth? I see that. What is Howie Roseman's net worth? Well, goddamn, Howie. Howie Roseman, net worth and salary. Howie Roseman is a sports executive who has a net worth of $25.8 million. Howie Roseman was born June 23rd, 1975. He a Cancer. He a Cancer, baby. So they say he's worth 25.8. That doesn't mean that's how much money he makes. That's how much he's worth with his salary, his assets, other things that he has going on. That's his public information. If Howie Roseman only made $250,000, you wouldn't be able to look that up. You might. I doubt it, though. Okay. Yeah. What do y'all think about that, though? Do you agree with athletes, or entertainers' net worth or salaries? Do you agree with them being public information? And another question that I like to ask y'all is, how would you feel about that? Would you be okay with that if everybody knew how much money you made? If your financial information was totally transparent, would you be okay with that? I'm a hide money till I die. I can't tell you exactly how come or why, but you ain't gonna know how much money I'm banking. And I would like to thank God right now, because he told me to hide that shit from your ass. How? Don't worry about it. That's my biz. And that's how it's been. And that's the way that it is. And it's going to stay that way, because I pray every day. And I pray I get some more money today. Oh, and I don't have a lot, but what I got is mine. And I'm going to make sure I make it do what it do and shine. And you should do the same. Yo, my name is O. What's your name? Yeah, I do this thing. Where? Man, listen. It ain't always the money that you make that you want to keep secret. It's the money that you keep. It's the money you hide you want to keep secret. You make millions of dollars, it's hard to hide money. They know where the source of the hidden money is coming from. So this is one of the reasons why people don't want people that they know to do their taxes. They like, man, you all up in my biz, baby. You all up in my biz, baby. You guys, look, don't worry about how much money I'm getting. Narcio says, the crabs in a barrel mentality is strong among us. Yep. Show enough. And he also says, it's funny, I'm crunching numbers while listening to the show. Listen. Nas, you know what I'm talking about. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get Em Show. We are talking about the reason that people don't want people who they know to do their taxes. Don't nobody want nobody that they know being able to tell anybody else that they know or don't know how much money they make. Yeah, such and such running around here talking about they big willy and playing big shot and all of this kind of stuff, talking about how much they make and how much they got. Well, this is how much they got. I did the taxes. They ain't getting no damn money. They ain't making no money. Listen, if he got a whole lot of money, then he stole some. Oh, and by the way, such and such talking all that stuff about their baby father, how he's a deadbeat, but that nigga pay her $700 a month. That he ain't all that much of a deadbeat. She getting $700. She's been running around here telling everybody that she don't get no money from child support. She getting $700 a month for one child. That's only one of her babies. She got five. Five. She said that she don't get no child support from none of her baby fathers. She gets $700 from at least one. And guess what? She get SSI because you know her kids are dumb. And you know her kids are dumb. And you know her kids are dumb. You are dumb. They are autistic. And I don't mean that they know how to draw. But she, they be like, oh. I'm sorry. Shout out to autism. It ain't the child's fault. It's the mom's fault for taking all them drugs. She was on drugs and shit. But the bottom line is, you might not want everybody to know your financial information. And I totally understand that. That's your business. You know, you don't want people running around here talking about something. Yeah. They running around here in this car. They don't own that car. They leasing that car. Ask me how I know, because I did the taxes. Talk about they own their house. They don't own the house. They paying rent. I did the taxes. They getting a tax refund rebate. You know what I'm talking about. I ain't trying to hate and just telling you how it shit goes. And everybody knows a couple of crab legs and some mistletoe. Everybody knows a barrel of crab legs and some mistletoe. Everybody knows. Yeah. So you might let your brother or your sister do your taxes and you might not. You know that if your brother and your sister, brother and or your sister know how much money you make, then they gonna start asking you for money when they down. We got brothers and sisters that are like that. You know how it go. Mia Cunningham says, I've only known two people that got all of their paycheck. I don't know if I know nobody. Mia Cunningham says, and they didn't have to pay medical. Dang. They didn't have to pay medical. And the IRS is scary. Like I said, the IRS is like the boogeyman. You can't escape them. They always talk about locking somebody up, auditing somebody, taking them to court, locking them up over money. What y'all need to lock me up for? Can't y'all just put me on a payment plan? And like, we already put you on a payment plan. No, you didn't. You got me. You got me for tax evasion. Well, you shouldn't have lied. Y'all lock me up for telling the truth. I mean, you ain't tell the truth at first. When I got to court, I told the truth. The truth was I evaded the taxes. You got me. Y'all ain't even give me a chance to pay back. Y'all want to lock somebody up. You mean to tell me I got to do time and pay you back? One or the other, man. One or the other. One or the other. So, yeah, so tax time gets real sticky. It gets really, really sticky when you make a little bit of money. You get over that six-figure threshold, and it starts to get dark. It starts to get a little ugly. It starts to get like a little, what's that ugly little dog? Not the wrinkly one. Some people might say that's ugly. I don't think bulldogs are very cute, but some people like them. I think pit bulls are cute. That's many puppies. Mia says, who you sleeping with? Your next move.
who you sleeping with, the next move, and how much money you have or are getting is no one's business, as my old heads would say. Yeah, but you can't tell that to the IRS, because the IRS is going to ask you how much money you make, and they're going to make you prove it. Get naked. Speaking of getting naked, yeah, other people who come for your money, other people who you owe, you know what I mean? Listen, you know how many women then kept their utilities on? Because when the shutoff man came, they showed a little titty. They showed a little titty, let them feel a little titty, might have had to give up a little ass. You try that shit with the IRS and that shit ain't even going past. Now, that's too much power. You mean to tell me you can't make a titty payment? Not with the IRS one? I mean, the IRS one. KRS one. My bad. Not with the IRS, you can't. They don't care. Yeah, yeah. They be like, keep your pussy. We don't want none of that. And you know how we feel about your dick, sir. That's the reason why you paying so much now, you dumbass. Ha, ha, ha. Keep your sticky dick. Yeah, you was out there trying to get some pussy and messing around and got fucked, man, didn't you? Hey, get dressed, ma'am. Get dressed. Because you got to come to court. The landlord came to show him a little titty. Electric bill, show him a little titty. Water, man, show him a little titty. Rent, man, show him a little titty. Cable, show a little titty. Phone, show a little titty. IRS, no titty. No leg, no ass, no nothing past. Get dressed, come to court. Get dressed, come to court. Get dressed, come to court. Out there, you got caught. You ever think about that, though? I just thought of that now. Women can use their sex appeal to get past a lot of things, but not the IRS. You can keep your hot box, baby. That shit could be bubbling and percolating. I'm telling you. This is grade A. The IRS is like, you must be crazy. This ain't around the way. Don't nobody care about you. You ain't all that cute. That hot box gonna land you in a hot spot. That hot box gonna land you in a hot spot. Get dressed. Get dressed, ma'am. It's not gonna work here. It's not gonna work here. But it is what it is. That's what we're dealing with. And that's the reason why a lot of people don't want or won't want people to know how much money they make. Or they don't want them to do their taxes, because you have to let people who do your taxes know how much money you make. Whether it's just your W-2 or other expenses, depending on how you want to work your tax information, depending on the type of refund that you expect to get or the amount of money that you're going to owe, you're going to have to let whoever is doing taxes for you know how much money you make. And you may not be comfortable letting anybody know how much money you make. Shout out to all my people who tell people that they make one salary when they make a different salary. Some of y'all might tell your people that you only make $45,000 a year, so they'll stay off your back when you know that you've been making $70,000.
That ain't nobody's business until they do your taxes. Shout out to all of my people who only make $35,000 a year, but they've been telling people that they make $50,000 a year. Well, your tax information, your W-2s are going to tell you. It says you make $35,000 a year. But you've been running around here telling people that you make $50,000 a year. I guess it makes you feel good inside, and it restores your pride. But whoever does your taxes is going to know the truth about you. And, you know how it is when somebody has the drop on you, when people know the truth about you. And knowing secrets about you is like the same thing as knowing the truth about you. Your secrets are the truth. And that's why they're secret. Your tax information is your own business. You can invite people into that world if you choose. But just remember, it is your choice. Can't nobody make you do it. They can't make you do it. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Michelle Caron. Karen is spelled with a C, C-A-R-O-N. Michelle Caron Highsmith, turning 47 years old today. And Atone Clark, happy birthday to you. And Queenie Giovanni Francois, turning 31 years old today. And Abuchi Peace, happy birthday to you. And Danielle Jackson. And also Mildred Hunter Dawson. My girl, go get a Mildred Hunter Dawson, turning 65 years old today. And Crystal Johnson, happy birthday to you. And going all the way back to, like, I don't know, like, what, the 19, this might, she might go all the way back to the 1979. Janine Crawley lived around the corner from the crib. This is my sister's good friend all the way back then. It's at least the 70s, though. Happy birthday to you, Janine. And Randy Campbell Sr., last but not least, Randy Campbell Sr., turning 55 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, yo. And you know how this thing go. You don't have to let nobody do your taxes that you don't want to do your taxes. How much money you make and what you report to the IRS, that's your business. You make the decision. You might want your brother or your sister or your cousin or your neighbor or your coworkers or whoever you know personally to do your taxes because it might be where your trust level lies. And if it's not where it lies, maybe you would do better off trusting a stranger. Last night, I hired a stranger to do these motherfucking taxes for me. I was getting cash under the table. I don't need them niggas knowing all that about me. La 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 na na na. Oh la na 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 na. No la la na 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 na. My money na 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 na. No na 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 na. My money na 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 na. I I'm getting money.
All right, Chubb. What's up? Come on.
Come gata. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na. That money, na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Come on. Come on, stop playing.
Boom. Boom, gata. Boom, gata. Yes. Yes, yes. When I start to sing, it's all about you, baby. Yeah.
Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Miserable Show, 7 o'clock. So make sure y'all come on through.
And it's still Go Eagles. Bird gang, bird gang. All right, y'all. So Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah. I said, yeah. I said, yeah.